Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is October 13th, 2013.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Mercury was conjunct Saturn last week. That's Mercury, the planet of reasons, plus Saturn, the reality check planet.
Adding some more complication is Rahu, the eclipse point, which obscures reality, transiting right nearby. And in the USA chart, the Mercury-Saturn-Rahu conjunction is happening in the 11th house, the sector of the chart that corresponds to Congress.
As the reality of what they have done, i.e. the political damage done to themselves, begins to dawn on them, Republicans last week had to do some backtracking.
President Obama made it clear our democracy is being held hostage by the Republicans. But Senator Ted Cruz, the 21-hour talkathon tea partier, says that he never said that the Republicans would win this.
Right. But Saturn is also the planet of endurance. And when combined with Mercury, the planet of thinking, we get obstinate thinking. President Obama is still saying he won't negotiate, or rather, we will negotiate when the extortion ends.
Extortion! Hooah! Them's fighting words. But on the other side, Johnny Boehner says he wants to talk. Of course, the talk is really gonna be just about what the Prez will offer up as a sacrifice for the Republicans to end their hysterical political theater, or to put it another way, the Repubs are saying to Obama, give us a fig leaf to hide behind so we can prove to our constituents that all this crisis and theater was worth it. In other words, a way to save face.
Yeah, but the House Republican leadership is trapped, having sold their party promises of a ransom that they now cannot deliver. In the words of one GOP representative, we have got to get something out of this. And I don't know what that even is. Coming back with an actual negotiated settlement would still enrage the right wing of their party. And a lot of these Republicans are from safe districts.
Oh, the enragiated ones. Mm-hmm. Yes. Boehner is a man forced to choose between saving his job and saving his country. It is a dangerous situation because he is the Speaker of the House and has the power to keep all this in limbo. But when a bunch of his co-Republicans find their own futures are threatened, they can force some Saturn-style reality check on old Johnny Boy.
The Repubs are worried now that they smell their own toast burning. By the end of last week, it became obvious to everyone that we were entering the end game of this little play. All that remained is to determine how much they were going to lose.
Yes, and meanwhile, Venus, the planet of value and finance, is transiting in the USA 12th house of loss and uncertainty. Wall Street demonstrated its fears of a government default by continuously falling through the week.
Until Thursday, when just the mere suggestion that the Republicans were ready to pass a six-week extension of the debt ceiling sent the markets heavenwards. The Dow Jones shot up over 320 points in one day.
Venus, transiting in Scorpio, is also the planet of advice in the USA chart's 12th house of foreigners. Simultaneously, Jupiter, the planet of wisdom, is in Gemini, the USA's 7th house of partner countries. Last week, the Chinese had a bit of advice for the U.S., and Vice Finance Minister Zhu Guangyao did not mince words, saying the clock is ticking on a U.S. default, and he hopes the USA fully understands the lessons of history. Translation, hey, you idiots, you are effing up the whole system.
Really? Okay. Mars in Leo puts the planet of action and controversy in the 9th house of the USA chart. In a country's chart, the 9th house is courts, laws, and judges. The Supremes heard a case with major implications last Tuesday The arguments were about whether or not to remove the cap on the amount of money an individual can contribute to a political campaign. If the Supremes decide in favor of the plaintiff, this could be a devastating decision. The richest and most powerful people would have the most influence in Washington, with everyone else being shut out. We won't hear what the Supremes decide until June 2014, just in time for the midterm elections.
It smells like oligarchy to me.
Okay.
Well, moving on to Venus again. Venus, the planet of values, is now in Scorpio, the sign of investigations, while getting a push from the aspect of an aggressive Mars. Two investigations, months in the works, bore scorpionic fruit. First off, after dozens of people were hospitalized and over 300 reported sick throughout 18 states from an antibiotic-resistant form of Salmonella, the USDA finally found the source, four processing plants owned by Foster Farms in California. But no recall was ordered, just some advice about cooking the tainted chicken to a high enough temperature.
Really? I guess we are just supposed to cook the fecal matter traces off the meat and into our meal before eating it? Are these the new standards by which we are to value our food? How very Scorpionic. Let's eat poop with our food.
Amazing.
Yeah.
In another case, in a completely different realm, Vice Admiral Tim Giardina, who had been suspended back on September 3rd over gambling fraud allegations, was officially relieved of duty. The idea being you cannot have someone with questionable values in charge of the nuclear stockpile of ICBMs. Scorpio, the natural eighth house sign of the zodiac, has rulership over things radioactive, atomic, or nuclear, and Scorpio is an indicator of annihilation.
Yeah, makes me feel all warm and secure knowing a gambler is in charge of the nuclear war button.
Oh, man. And here's a Saturn, the reality check planet, conjunct Rahu, agent of transformation, example for you, and an indication that the financial squeeze is being felt by all quarters. In a report released last Tuesday, a survey company finds that corporate credit card use is up at McDonald's. Yes, that's right. Those hungry business people, stressed out from endless meetings and evidently under instructions to trim their business expenses, have been flocking to the Yellow Arches to feed their growling stomachs on a budget. And the other place where they drop their money, according to the same report, it's Starbucks, with the Frappuccino being the most sought-after caffeine fix.
Okay. Speaking of Starbucks, Starbucks founder and CEO Howard Schultz has announced a petition drive to pressure Congress to reopen the federal government. One assumes the petitions will be available at Starbucks.
I'll have a latte grande and a pen, please.
Okay. All right, that'll do it for October 13th's Review of the Week. Be sure to click in with us next week.